RA Party people, we back in the studio. Sorry for the technical difficulty, you know what I'm saying? I'm DJ Slab along with
DJ Bird.
And this is Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab. Big up, big up, big up. Man, we got some special guests. These young cats, they came in here. They've been kicking it with, chopping it with us. Man, got my homeboy Jaleel.
Yeah.
Got his boys with them. They're going to introduce themselves, man. Go ahead, introduce yourselves.
What's up, man? I'm Lil. From out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Play ball down here at UK.
Okay.
I'm Elijah. Call me Eli. I'm out of Cincinnati, Ohio, too.
Yo, they call me T.Y. I'm from Cincy.
All right.
Yeah, your boy Stash from Columbus.
All right, yeah, man.
Together, collectively, we call ourselves Overrated Entertainment, our little group that we got going on.
Hey, these cats are not overrated. They got dope lyrics. Nice rhythm to their songs, you know what I'm saying? Y'all kind of remind me of this little old 90s group used to listen to, the Bush Babies. So go back and listen to these cats.
All right, we're gonna check them out.
The Bush Babies, you know.
Yeah, we're gonna check them out. We definitely gotta check them out.
If y'all had a reggae cat, which y'all would be definitely like these cats.
That would be dope, though.
That really would be dope. Hey, like, to have some reggae in there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That'd be dope. Yeah. These cats are very, very talented, and you know what I'm saying? I want to give him praises because, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mino Slick because he was supposed to be the original guest, and he sent these young fellas over here.
And shout out my man Mino, man.
For replacement, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, fellas, what y'all got going on, man?
Not too much. I'm wrapping up a tape that I've yet to name. I'm still thinking of a name for it. It's 9 or 10 songs collectively, and it's some good stuff, man. And we starting to work on, I had a lot of appearances by Stash and Ty and Eli on here, you know, just introducing them and everything. Yeah. And we about to start getting their tapes rolling. Just because I already dropped one, you know, I was the first one to drop one and then they came a little bit later. And now we about to get their stuff going. But everything we about to drop with Overrated is just about to be straight fire. You know, we
Come
young,
on, man. Fish
we
grease.
Ambitious, we young, we ambitious.
Yes,
we ready dog. To go get
I love it.
It.
You know
we
what I'm saying?
We ready to go get it. And we really hope y'all really love the music. That's what it's all about. You know, it ain't about the money or the fame. It's all about the music.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I appreciate y'all coming out here for one, but y'all so talented. I just got through listening to y'all music. We all listen to their music, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to come back here and give us some more of their heat one day you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and put them up, promote it thoroughly for these guys.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? They were so gracious enough to take time out of that third busy day and come on through, you know what I'm saying? So starting off the topic.
We starting off with?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? 2 Chainz and Nancy Grace. Okay. Nancy Grace over here talking about her, you know what I'm saying? He should be talking about smoking weed in his and he got kids and all that, you know? Man, like 2 Chainz said, I govern my own house. People need to realize, especially like conservatives like Nancy Grace, if y'all go and watch her shows and stuff, you know, she's the loud mouth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's always, you know, she borderline racist to me. I don't care what you say. You know?
It just came in the real, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She's, you know, she's really harsh on black people. And
who's Nancy? I don't even know this lady.
Nancy Grace. Well, you know, since CNN.
I know who she is.
Yeah, so, you know, it comes on, every night at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, something like
so,
that.
So, you know, if y'all got time, go check out one day. You know what I'm saying? I'm a, you know, a conscious cat, so I'd always be trying to peep out what they saying. You know what I'm saying? You got to decode the lies in this media. So, you know what I'm saying? Young brothers, this little gym I just dropped to y'all. Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes and ears open.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
keep your mind open, too.
Yeah, dog. Because, you know, you can't be square business. Yeah. Keep your mind square. Think out of the box. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you got to know your stuff, man. I feel like more young cats should know their stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We too out of tone. We too out of tone.
You're right, brother.
We got to know our stuff. Hey. I'm 20 and I'm like, man, I don't even know half this stuff going on because I'm so busy. But like, we really need to learn our stuff. We really need to be more educated.
Keep up,
yeah, man. Yeah. You know, you gotta know what's going on for
don't
one
be
thing.
Blind about nothing.
Right. Nah, man, because they'll go ahead and try to, you know,
run over top.
Trying to get us, man.
They
trying to get us,
you know.
Yeah,
but something you don't need right there, man.
Right, you know. I gotta say, thanks to 2 Chainz, you know, setting her straight. You know what I'm saying? But she gonna say what she gonna say anyway.
Yeah.
Her man was already made up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When they was doing the interview.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Yeah. Ex her. What up, Bird? Tell me something good, man.
And we got this Greg Anthony case.
Oh, man. Poor Greg.
Tell me something. What happened?
He got arrested down in Washington, you know, trying to get these hookers.
Greg just slipped up, man. Yeah. They didn't caught him.
Said they ain't caught him. They didn't caught Greg. On his laptop, man.
P.O.P. all the time,
you know, getting them.
Hey, you know.
Nah, that's crazy, man.
That's bad right there. You know, I hate to say it, you know, shout out to Greg Anthony, you know, keep your head up. You know, we may make fun of it, but, you know what I'm saying, you're going through a tough situation, so.
Yeah, it's plenty of other people out there who doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, every they man buy a piece of poo-poo. Yeah. So, you ain't the only one to try to solicit some butt. You know what I'm saying? You ain't the only one to try to solicit some butt. So, you know, shout out to my man, Greg Anthony. Keep doing your thing, you know. I hope they bring you back from the suspension, you know. You learn your lesson, you know. You ain't never been in no trouble, so. Do your thing, bro.
Do your thing, man.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, I said, heck no. Old Greg Anthony. Yeah, poor Greg. But yeah, man. Chris Breezy.
Chris Brown, man. I'm going to let Ty talk about this.
Tell me, Ty.
I'm going to let you talk about this.
I don't really know the situation. I just, you know, was on Instagram, man. Happened to run into a picture of this man about to cry, standing in front of the judge with his lawyer or whatever. So I'm just like, I don't get it with him. You know what I mean? Like, he's a positive, like, person in my eyes, but, you know, he just keep falling, man.
Well, it's like get this, it. You know, in my personal opinion. You know, he, after the incident with Rihanna, he's been a marked man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Them people's been trying to get him.
They've been after him, too, though. Yeah, they really have been. Yeah.
And with him being in that club and gunshots, you know, for one thing, if you ever been in probation, you're not supposed to be nowhere with alcohol supposed to be served.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's for one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to tell you that in your probation papers, when they give you parole probation, papers, when you start, you cannot go to the bars, you're not supposed to be here, you know.
Man, I don't know, man. Maybe he just want to just live back his regular life. You know what I mean? Like, well, it's so many years past
that. He ought to accept it now that he's never going to be normal no more.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, true that.
You're never going to be normal. Once you're in the limelight, it's pretty much over.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope you're all right.
You just can't fall into the matrix.
That's
all it is.
Yeah. I just followed up on it and was just like, dang.
And there's so many, like, young singers, they idol too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
to me, he's the closest to Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by far.
You know what I'm saying? He's better than Usher to me.
I wonder if they're going to let him.
He ain't never lied.
Play Michael in that Michael Jackson movie they supposed to come out, man.
He should.
Yeah.
He should.
Can't nobody hit. Y'all remember when he hit that them dance moves on the BET Awards?
Yeah, you can dance, you can sing.
I'm sitting here watching this like, damn, that boy can dance. Like,
he can rap.
He can rap, he can sing, he can dance.
He's very talented.
Yeah. You just got to stay positive, try to do the right thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He gonna bounce
back,
though.
Yeah, and
that seems like Chris been going through it. Like,
I know.
He's been going through it for years, man.
They ain't going to leave him alone now.
No, they
going to
leave
him alone. In trouble,
I know. Yeah, really that's not. The bad thing.
He just don't realize how much of a
he just need to be
positive
low-key
influence he is on some of these.
See, with the artists is today, a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying, it's not about positivity. It's about selling the records and making these rich folks richer that don't even like their music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because they behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's crazy you said that, because that's like where the idea overrated came about in the first place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's like, it was one of those things, like, I was just sitting thinking, like, what if we just had a collective group? Because I know what they do, and I know how they rap, and I know how good they are, and I know how good I am. And it's just like, we make music We was 90s fans. We was fans of the real hip hop. You know what I mean? And I grew up on that stuff. Yeah, that's why I like these
kids. I knew it was the reason why I like y'all young cats.
And it's people like, it's people that really like take that for granted and stuff. And like MCs don't really spit no more. You know what I mean?
Nobody got no spit no more.
Nobody spit no more. So when you hear like
mouth on the mic.
So like in my music and Stash music, it's like we telling stories at the same time. You can catch them songs where we spitting. Like you know what I mean? Like, yes. I got 2 chains that can hang your wrist. Get it, new slates, but I changed my whips. You know what I mean? It's just like, bars.
Dog.
You know what I mean? Like, it's bars. So, like, and that's what Overrated it initially came for. It's like, all right, we gonna get to the status where they call us Overrated. Hey. But it's just a cliche saying. You know what I mean?
Man. They gonna say you're
Overrated
underrated.
Entertainment, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And we wanna
overstand y'all name for one.
Yeah, just put out positive, put out nice, regular, you know what I mean, hip hop music.
You know what I'm saying? Something that people can vibe to, you know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, These cats remind me of a little bit of Hieroglyphics, Trav. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A little mixture. You know, that's why I'm really feeling these cats, and I wish them the best in their success with this rap game, because, you know, it's trifling.
Yeah,
so,
really.
You know what I'm saying? Keep, like I said, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all gonna make something happen because y'all special.
I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
No respect. I'm gonna give credit where credit's due.
Definitely got you.
You know what I'm saying, man? You know, as a people, we need to. You know, so what's going on?
We got that trade, that 3-deal trade that went on with the Clippers and Memphis and all that. How Austin Rivers got to the Clippers with his dad.
Ooh, I ain't hear about that.
Yeah, I ain't heard about that either. We need to watch more TV, but we ain't.
Listen, y'all, I've been so busy, I really haven't got the chance to watch TV. Like, not even SportsCenter. That's what I do. Watch TV.
You know what I'm saying? Shoot phones, have a little news app or something.
That's crazy. Who was all in the three trade there?
Let me see. Jeff Green, it went somewhere from Boston. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Boston was also in the 3-deal
that
trade.
That was crazy when they traded your boy Rondo.
Rondo wasn't getting along with nobody.
I think he wasn't, you know,
he
wasn't happy there no more. It was probably best.
You know, with Danny Ainge.
Now, I'll tell you a crazy three-trade deal when they traded JR and Iman to Cleveland. They trying to bring Cleveland a championship.
They've been looking real good.
They trying to bring Cleveland a championship.
They talking about playing together, man. They were just feeding off each other, man.
Oh yeah, once they get that chemistry going, they got the players now. Yeah. Like that's not the excuse. They got the players.
The talent's there.
The talent's definitely there. So,
yeah.
Shout out to Cleveland. Yeah, I had a couple homeboys in Cleveland too. I mess with Cleveland.
Austin went on to Ohio. Went to the Clippers in that trade. Him and his dad. His dad called him. And was like, "What you think about coming to Los Angeles?" He said, "I got to call somebody first. Let me get back with you. I got to think about it." So the first person he called was his mama.
That ain't much. You already knew where that was going.
Mama, what should I do
with your daddy?
Right.
Now, she was kind of like, you know, how your dad is, man. You know, I really want to see you play and succeed. He said,
right.
But, you know, playing behind Chris Paul and playing with Blake Griffin, you know, they're good leaders. So I'll be able to, you know, do some good. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
He should be able to flourish.
Plus,
man,
his little brother that's in college, Spencer, and his other brother, Jeremiah, and sister Callie, they also want him to come out there so, you know, so they can all be together.
You know, I mean, I understand, be with your family, man.
At the end of the day, that's what
plus
it's all
about.
Plus,
you can be happy, you know, making money with your dad, you know.
You're making money, and then you're doing it with your family. Your family's still there.
At least he'll keep you out of trouble.
Dad already had
He's going to stay out of trouble,
You know what I'm saying? You know,
basketball mentality thing together. So, you know, he said on the court, you know, his coach and player, he said, but when we get off the court, he said, we know how to handle it, you know.
Yeah, that's how it's got to be, too.
Man, you know.
That's just like any other father and son, you know, that's coaching. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody has somebody like that on their team at one point in time.
That's true.
Man, you right.
So, yeah, it's just like any of them.
You a show.
That's nice, though.
But, yeah.
That was good that they got together.
Yeah. But, old Jigga Jay-Z.
What my man Hov do?
Hov is supposed to be buying Hot 97. which him and DJ Funkmaster Flex has been having an ongoing feud with one another. Mm. So yeah, it's been kind of crazy.
So what is he trying to do with Hot
97? Well, you know, he's trying to buy Hot 97, so it's pretty much you controlling what you want to hear.
Right, yeah, that's
true. Now promote your own art. That's true, but he could also take that a different way. He could change it to a point where radio is different than what we hear it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So what if he bought Hot 97 and he started playing records that nobody hear, like them records that never play on the radio?
Well, the reason why Funk Master Flex got issues with Jigga, I'm going to say Jigga because I'm an old school.
Jigga. What's my mother?
Yeah, I'm old school. And the reason why, because he didn't want Funkmaster Flex to be playing Dipset's music.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you heard about Dipset.
Nah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They've been
Dipset's back.
You know
Dipset saying? Coming back?
Yeah, yeah. They've been on Funkmaster Flex nice, show. Man, you know what I'm saying? Killer Cam, Jimmy.
Yeah. Bowling.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Juelz Santana in early 2000s was the man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give a shout out to all the Dipset. You know
they still got it, man. I
can't feel my face. That was it.
They had their little differences, man. So, you know, everybody go through it every time.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know, but they back together, man, and I think his music's about to come back.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would stop them from playing that, though. Man. That's something between
Well, you
them.
Know what I'm saying? Because yeah. they had
that's,
beef.
That's more personal. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
more but, personal. You know,
that's not, I don't feel like that's business.
Yeah, you know, I think it's this. It's probably more animosity behind the scenes than, you know what I'm saying, the public knows.
Public gossip.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? With Jay-Z and Cameron, they've been around for the same amount of time in the rap game. And
they was all in the same, you know, little group.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Killer Cam says, you know what I'm saying, you always want to be like a Harlem Cat.
Yeah.
Dame is his man. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how Cameron came to Rockefeller's through Dame Dash. You know what I'm saying? Harlem, stand up, you know. And
I don't know. That's going to be interesting how all that play out.
Yeah, because, you know, Jigga's trying to buy up everything. Shit, I don't blame him.
He should.
You can buy
it. Change the world. You got the money. But change the world.
I ain't going to say you can buy me because you have me in them ceremonies. Nah, I'm playing. Have me shut down and stuff. Nah,
throw some dollars this way.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
overrated that new thing. Throw some dollars to Rock Nation.
Come on. Get these young cats a contract. What's up, man? Shit. Yeah, man. Speaking of some sports, 50, our boy 50, Curtis says he don't think Pacquiao and Mayweather fight is going to happen.
It probably is. I don't. It ain't happened to this point. I don't think it's going to happen.
It's
gonna
happen.
Be honest,
it's been fueled for about like what 3 years. They said they had something going on, man. But now they saying something about Floyd, saying something about, you know, he don't want to do it.
It's yet. Always so.
He won't fight somebody else.
Floyd don't want to fight that Filipino, that fat little fast motherfucker.
Man, my man Floyd.
he mad. Don't just go ahead and get it on over.
He don't lose. I don't care. Nobody said he don't lose.
This is a fight everybody wants to see.
He can't retire until he fight
him, bro. Yeah, I feel like that too. I feel like he can't
retire until he fight. Because
that's going to be on his conscience of him not. Yeah.
That's going to be on everybody's conscience. Yeah. It's going to be like he go down as one of the greatest fighters, but then again, why didn't he ever
fight?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Would he have ever took that L if he would have, you know what I mean? If he would have fought Pacquiao.
Yeah,
so I feel like that's something he got to do.
Right.
But I still don't think that shit can happen.
Yeah, man. He can't retire though, until he fight, bro.
Nah, he can't just, you know.
Yeah.
But, 50 says, shoot, why he won't fight him? Those circumstances. Yeah.
I mean, you know, 50 gonna have something to say. They got their little beef going on, so.
Well, they cool now.
I heard they was cool now.
He feels like he can say that to Floyd.
This is cool.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So.
That beef was hilarious.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Y'all watch them games this weekend,
man? Oh, man. Yeah.
Man, yeah. I've been a lifelong Packer fan. He's
Saudi.
And I'm Saudi. I'm so mad that we lost. Like, literally, I turned the game off.
You gonna be a Packers fan? You from Natty?
I know, but I grew up a Packers fan. It's like my mom was a Packers fan, and it's just the first thing I caught on to. Like I didn't know no better, but. But you know, we got some Super Bowls, so I mean,
that was
working out. It was working out.
I can't be mad at the Packers organization.
Y'all hear about them NFL trying to grill the Patriots for like deflating the balls a little bit.
Oh man, you
man,
know,
they always saying like, something like the Patriots. Said, I don't like that.
Right. This thing about it. Who gets the balls before anybody?
The equipment people.
But before it comes into onto the game. The refs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. If they had a problem with it, they would have took it off the field.
Okay. So it goes to show right there. Man. And then they give it to their ball boys or whoever's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, after that. And they play with their own balls.
Yeah.
Like if they can't play with the balls that they play with, it has their team name on it. So, I mean, you're going to throw your own football.
Yeah. All I know is I played football in Pee Wee. I played football in high school. Now I'm playing football in college in the SEC. And not one time have we had any problem with deflating balls or anything of that. So why would that happen at the professional level?
Right.
At the granddaddy of them.
Come on, man.
That like the Patriots is good. Give them their respect.
Yeah.
Don't try to take away from their win. It was a good win.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's one of the greatest.
Yeah,
man.
He one of the greatest. And then on top of that, in this offseason, they put the pieces together so they can have that great team and that great defense. When they brought Revis in, that was.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And then they brought Seattle's other corner in. What's his name? Brandon Browner or something like that. They brought him in.
Browner, something like that. Yeah.
I mean, you know,
They were just building
Patriots,
that piece.
Patriots is like San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're the old school fools.
Old school.
But they can still win
it. Still whoop your tail. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I like this matchup
because I feel like Seattle is more of like a new school, the way they play the game. You know,
shout out to my boy, Beast Mode. I'm all about that action, boss. Marshawn Lynch bringing it back for the Seahawks.
Did y'all see his interview?
Yeah, I seen it.
Man, he was standing there with his little face thing. I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I watched the documentary on him. I really respect Marshawn.
Like, you know, they kept asking like, "What you think about making it to the Super Bowl back to back years?" I appreciate it.
he's not really studying the limelight. You know what I'm saying? That's why I like him.
I don't understand why they pick him.
What I like about that is it reminds me of Sean Taylor. You remember how Sean Taylor didn't used to what's his name, but he was a dog. Like
they used to dog him.
Them people play the game because they know how to play the game. You know what I mean?
And you know what I'm saying? He's straight from the Bay Area. Shout out to West Oakland.
Yeah, he's from the cut.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Lynch is just a Bay Area cat. He don't care. He ain't worried about nothing like that.
He ain't worried about that.
Give him checks.
He don't even celebrate when he
What they going to do for him?
Handshake.
He's humble with what he does.
Y'all say he's an asshole, but he's not.
Yeah, you can't keep picking with this guy. You know he's not going to talk at these – he's press conference.
Yeah, they still keep coming.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Man, got some sad news. Shout out to ASAP Yam, RIP. You know what I'm saying? He was found dead over the weekend, Sunday morning. 26 years old of ASAP Mob with ASAP Rocky. You know what I'm saying? At press time, he wasn't really, you know what I'm saying? They said... he was like the Puff Daddy and Suge Knight of the ASAP Mob. You know what I'm saying? He made the moves happen out, you know, behind the scenes.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? The press time, they said he died of a drug overdose, possible drug overdose of codeine and the Percocets. You know what I'm saying? And if it does come out true, you know what I'm saying, just speculation, this needs to be lessons to all these young cats, you know what I'm saying, that it's good to have a good time, but, man, just don't overdo it.
Yeah. It's not worth it.
You know what I'm saying? And one thing, you're destroying your body, okay? You know what I'm saying? The devil want us to be so intoxicated, we don't know what the hell we doing.
Yeah.
Okay? We cannot be like this, you know what I'm saying? Uplift yourself. You know, I'm saying about this news about this young brother, you know, making it happen, 26 years old. You know what I'm saying? He had a whole full life ahead of himself.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? I wish his family, enough respect. And ASAP Mob, Ferg, Rocky, I love, you know what I'm saying? I do listen to their music. And, you know what I'm saying? It's never good to lose a homie.
Yeah,
right. So, you know what I'm saying? RIP, ASAP Yams.
So what y'all what's y'all next little album gonna be, man?
Man, okay, so
together as a group.
Together as a group, actually, we actually got some songs on those. A couple of songs. One is They Don't Know. Another one is Life Ain't Fair.
And then where you can get these songs from? Is it on iTunes?
They not out. It's like not, we haven't dropped nothing yet because we waiting to do it. And right. I'm such a
we want to do it the right way.
Like Todd be mad at me because I will not drop my.
Mad, man. It's just like
I be having to tell. I have to tell Todd like, look, I want it done a certain way, and I'm like a perfectionist, so I want it to come out a certain type of way. But the tape that you're gonna hear first is my tape, which I've yet to title. Like I said before, I've yet the title. And then next would be Stash, and then Elijah's and Ty would be in the working, and then the collective group tape would be going on in that process.
Okay.
So y'all should be hearing a lot of music from this, like from February to maybe the end of summer.
Okay, and we'll be waiting.
It's going to be some dope stuff, I promise you.
Yes, we'll be waiting.
It's
going to
be
One thing we forgot to talk about before we leave, you know what I'm saying, the last couple of minutes, man. Bonnie and Clyde, you know what I'm saying? The 18 and 13-year-old, they was stealing cars.
Nah, stop it.
Yeah, state to state. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They got caught with Arizona?
Yeah.
Arizona in a pickup truck.
And they called them the Kentucky Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah. So they straight out of Grayson, Kentucky, you know what I'm saying?
And they been watching
the home of our instructor, Bill Gray.
The home of our instructor Bill Gray, you know what I'm saying?
Did you say 18 and 13?
Yes.
That's not great. Right itself.
No, he's going to get statutory rape charges.
He about to get some.
Yeah, he's going to get.
He tripping.
He going to get reared.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
a lot of them charges.
Yeah, it's going to be no Vaseline for that guy.
She can.
That old ice cube.
No Vaseline.
Why y'all doing that man like that, man? Why y'all doing that man like that? Ain't even right.
That's what they're going to do? Yeah, they know he like young girls. Sweet. You know what I'm saying?
It's all right for that boy.
Right, shoot. I don't know. I like them young, but not that young.
Yeah, I can't. Oh.
Shoot, I'm 34 years old. I get timid talking to a 20-year-old. I feel like I'm just a dean.
Time to time, you got to make sure you still got it. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right. You know, I know I still got it.
Uh-oh.
Shoot,
man.
The frame ain't out. Man, you're gonna get a lot of smoke out there. Send out smoke signals. But yeah, you know what I'm saying, before we wrap up, man, fellas, yes, thank y'all once again for coming through.
And we appreciate it.
Anytime.
Soon as they get something, they're gonna come back through here. We're gonna put it on Back Talk 14, Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab, along with DJ Bird, and we're gonna plug them in.
Matter of fact, if it's cool with y'all, I wanna drop my first single on this show. So
y'all heard it yourself.
The first single from the tape is gonna be dropped on here. Just be
any local artists, man. Y'all see what's going on, man. How can you not even want to come through and talk to DJ Slab or DJ Bird? You know what I'm saying?
Shut up. It's all love. It's all love over here, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
So we got man Lil, Ty, Stacks, Elijah.
Stash. That boy, okay. Stash.
My best Stash.
Y'all don't know who Stash is. Trust me. This man got some pipes on.
Yes, that man is dope. You know.
Yeah. So you know.
Yeah.
Go. Make sure you check him out. YouTube, wherever. Instagram.
Y'all come holler at us. You know what I'm saying? We gonna get off here and get everybody's personal information and bring y'all the heat as soon as they come back. Cause man, these young brothers got some fire to them, okay? You know what I'm saying? Young hip-hop, Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's what we like. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, peace, love, and happiness. And we out.
Peace.